USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The January 6th committee is finishing its probe into the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who is a member of the committee as well as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says they are considering many factors before issuing any recommendations for prosecution.
If we do make referrals, we want to be very careful about how we do them. But I think we're all certainly in agreement that there is evidence of criminality here, and we want to make sure that the Justice Department is aware of that.
The panel is expected to release their final report around December 21st. The surprise swap announced by Senator Kyrsten Sinema this week took her now former party off guard and left many frustrated. Some Democrats, however, are refraining from criticizing the Arizonan on her defection, including Montana Democrat Senator John Tester. When asked for reaction on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday morning, Tester simply said, "No one is perfect."
I think we're going to continue doing the same thing that we were doing, whether she's an independent or part of the Democratic caucus, because she's going to continue to caucus with the Democrats.
Sinema has pledged to caucus with the Democrats and not the Republicans, keeping the majority in place. There are two other independents, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine. Identical twins have won a defamation suit in South Carolina.
Identical twins Kayla and Kelly Bingham have won a defamation case against the Medical University of South Carolina. Now the school must pay them $1.5 million after they were accused of cheating on an 8-hour exam. Test proctors noticed that the twins' performance was remarkably similar, raising alarm bells among university officials. During the 4-day trial last month, an expert on twins testified that there are numerous studies showing that identical twins often perform similarly on a range of cognitive tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vladimir Putin continuing his assault on Ukrainian civilians and infrastructure. Rather than focusing on military targets and standard warfare, Russia is now conducting dozens of missile strikes meant to decimate Ukrainians' access to basic needs like power, heat, and water. John Kirby of the National Security Council appeared on ABC's This Week Sunday morning, where he was asked how long he thinks Putin will continue to barrage on civilians. Here's how Kirby responded.
It's difficult to know exactly what he's thinking on any given day, and it's a fool's errand to try to get inside that brain. What we do is we judge him by his actions.
Brittany Griner is back in the U.S., but debate continues over the deal that got her here. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who also leads the House Intelligence Committee, said during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation that President Putin made a calculated political decision. Griner was swapped for convicted arms dealer Victor Boot, who was due to be released from prison in 2029. The Biden administration was unable to get any other Americans detained in Russia, like contractor Paul Whelan, to be part of that package.
He can just roil the American body politic by picking one to send back to the United States and leaving others in custody in Russia. He knows just what that will stir in the United States of America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.